All right, guys, welcome to Game Changer Podcast. I'm David Villa here with Diana. She's back. Welcome back. I'm glad you're back.
I missed you. I'm glad to be here.
Last podcast, I had to carry it by myself. It was very short. I think it was like 17 minutes because there was no commentator.
From the peanut gallery.
There was no commentator. I missed your commentation. Or your comments. Commentation. That's not a word.
Hopefully the Holy Spirit showed up.
He showed up, but it was very quick. But it was good. It was a good time. But we missed you, and I'm glad you're back today. We're going to talk about Ask Big. Ask Big. And I know it's something that you talked a little bit about in a leadership meeting yesterday, and it's something that, you know, really the Lord convicted me of as a Christian. Through, you know, I've subscribed to this. I believe in this. I've operated in this. I preached this. I certainly 100% agree with this. But, you know, sometimes we lay things aside. Sometimes we lay principles and pillars and foundational teachings aside, or we just kind of leave them somewhere on the shelf. Some of the basics that we believe in, and you know, this is something that I've always believed in. Asking big. We serve a God who can do big things. Matter of fact, someone once said something like this, you know, if your vision or if your dream isn't too big for you to do on your own, you know, maybe it's not really from God. You know, because if it's too big for you to do on your own, that's where it requires God. But if it's really something you could do on your own, then really how much faith does that take? And so I want to talk about Ask Big, but I do want to take it from a different perspective as well. And I know you're going to weigh in as well, but I want to read this passage here first in John 14:14. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. So who wins, right, when we ask for big things? Who wins? And, you know, I thought about this and, you know, I thought, okay, me, right? Of course, you, us, we win. But here's the thing, looking at where the season we're in, looking at some of the things we've walked through, looking at where, you know, running and coordinating business and doing these things, I'm kind of seeing a different dynamic at work. And when I look at three passages, I want to bring up three passages and I want to read part of them. And then I want to talk about it for a second and then see what you have to say about this. In the book of John, when you see them together, it spoils the punchline, right? But it's worth kind of separating and doing it anyway. So let's look at this. John 14 says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Next scripture is John 15:7. "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you." And the next is John 15:16, just a few verses later. "Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." So those are outstanding, you know, promises. You know, those are big deals. Right? Three times in quick succession, Jesus urges us, ask big. They're astounding, right? These are huge. So with such a blank check, we don't write checks anymore, right? But like a...
Not very often.
A blank debit card, a blank check in our hands. Why don't we ask for outrageous things more often? You know, we can go to the normal list of things. You know, we have a poverty mentality. We don't think we're worthy. You know, we don't have enough faith. You know, I'm not one of the original 12 apostles, so it's not going to, you know, work for me. I haven't raised anybody from the dead, whatever, you know, but we can ask for anything in his name. But I think we missed the point. This is what I want to bring up, and I want to get your touch on this. We're so self-centered when we think of this that we think answered prayers about us.
Interesting enough, the whole thing I kept thinking of as you were kind of going through that is perspective. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, God's word is true, but I think our desires of what we ask for are different when we're walking with God on a daily basis in relationship with him, because it goes from focusing on us and what we want or what we think is best for ourselves, and we begin to lay down ourselves and ask the Lord, what is your will? What is your strategy? What is your next for me? Yeah. And so then I think our quote unquote big prayers become different because they are aligned with God's perfect plan for our lives. And that's a really hard thing to kind of get focused on. Because, like, well, he says that, and, you know, I asked for $1 million to be on my front porch when I get home, and it wasn't there, so it's not true. No, I think really ultimately it's because when we have the right perspective and we're looking at it through the eyes of Christ and God's plan for us, our wants and desires are different. I think another reason sometimes we don't ask big is maybe we're coming through. There's seasons where God has us walk through a season where it's provision, like he's providing just enough so that we learn to trust him more.
That's a tough one.
So, you know, but I think God is a God of abundance and blessing, right? He wants that, not for us, but blessing and abundance is about getting it through us to others, whether it's resources, whether it's financial, whether it's wisdom, whether it's our talents, whatever, you know, God's calling us in this season to give, but it's about getting it through us. But I think sometimes we go through seasons of just enough manna from heaven, a cloud by day, fire by night, so that we learn to trust, like, he is the provider and he has our next step covered. And so I think that we go through seasons where we kind of walk through that, and then God's really ready to walk us into promised lands, bigger things, but we're still just relying on him for just enough when he's saying, hey, I want to give you abundance.
Amen. So we're self-centered.
Yeah.
You know, when we ask these.
I'm not. David knows all about that.
Yes, I do. I do. I do. That comment you just made, you know, proved that you weren't. I'm just kidding. No, so yeah, we're self-centered when we ask, right? We think that prayer is about us, and, you know, it's how we ask, when we ask, our level of faith, our insight into the mysteries of God, you know, and how he wants to do something, right? We think it's about persevering, pressing in, whatever, but it's not about you and it's not about me. And I want to read these, so scriptures I read earlier, I want to read the ends of them. This is kind of cool. So the John 14, it says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. So there's the part I left out earlier in the scripture. It's so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. Well, here's the next one, John 15. If you remain in me, here's the first part, right? Here's the caveat. And my words remain in you. Ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. And then here goes on, ready? This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. And then the last one I read earlier was John 15, 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give whatever you ask in my name. So those are three. So we quote the first part of those scriptures, but but those scriptures have conditions to them. Those conditions are, it's not a blank check for us to write to get what we want. It's does what we want, right, line up with what he wants. Or I should say, does what he wants, right, resonate in our lives? Is that what we want in our lives? And that's a hard thing, because you could be a good person and do good things and still not necessarily be on the same page with the Lord. And I think that, and it's not that he's punishing you. It's not that he's withholding. It's that he's waiting, you know, he's waiting. And so that's a very hard thing to do. You know, I think in seasons we've seen blessing. We've seen God do many, many things. And we've been through seasons, and have been through a season even recently where, you know, there's been some struggles and some challenges in different areas of growth and things like that. And we've just been frustrated. And then we've seen the provision of God and things like that. Then you go and then you look at it and you say, okay, so God, what are you saying in this? And so, you know, I think that it's all about lining up with his purpose and will and what he's really trying to say. And that's just,
I think we become content. So I think we can become content in our salvation and our walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
And so we're not digging deeper. I think we can be content with, okay, this is just life. God's just going to meet the needs. And God's desire is to us dig deeper. His desire is for us to live abundantly. And abundant doesn't always mean, you know, you have money flowing through your pockets. Abundant means you are living in freedom from you know, whatever would hold you back from walking in the fullness of God. So that could be free of addictions, free, we'll settle. Well, my family's always had this struggle, and so I'm just going to be settled that this is the way I'm going to be. No, God wants abundance for you. You know, I've always had to strive to do this. No, God, you break that. And so I think we just come content, like this is the way life's going to be. And God's saying, no, more. We have to want more, yeah, more of him. And when as we press more into him, I think that it begins to open up our eyes like, hey, there's more. It's kind of like even when you go, I'm thinking of my granddaughter, like we're eating and saying, hey, Adelie, I need you to eat your lunch. And if you eat your lunch, then there's going to be this special treat. She wants to bypass the nourishing meal that gives us nourishment. She wants to go straight to the treat. And sometimes we don't want to go through what God's, you know, and the season is about growing us and nurturing us and feeding us and fertilizing us and growing us. We want to go right to the treat. Mm-hmm. And we want to bypass the other, which a lot of times when we bypass that process, we don't appreciate the blessing. We don't appreciate the treat. And by the way, a lot of times because we don't have those stable groundings and the other things, we usually fall back to the bad patterns that God allowed maybe in certain seasons for us to bypass. So I think, you know, asking big sometimes has to do with, you know, just being content at where we're at and not believing and trusting God for more.
Big doesn't mean, yeah, so asking big, I mean, you could have a big thing that needs to be changed in your life. You could have big, you know, there's times when I had big mountains and obstacles standing in the way of my character. There, that's a big thing. So asking big doesn't always mean getting something that you want, but getting something that you need. Does that make sense? Because asking big could be like, hey, you know, so on my journey, there's this thing in the way. Well, the thing in your way could have something to do with your character. It could have something to do with your work ethic. It could have something to do with your bad decision-making. It could have something to do with multiple things that are standing in your way. And then so asking big could actually be you saying, God, you know, whatever's hindering me, right? I want to see it get out of my way. And so that's a big thing. It doesn't mean that it's always the prize.
You know,
so it can actually bring some discomfort. It can actually bring some challenge. It can actually bring some stretching and things like that, you know?
I also think that sometimes maybe we don't feel, I don't know, maybe worthy enough or, you know, that we are deserving mm-hmm. of that. So we sit back and God desires, you know, to bless us, again, and I'm not meaning, when we say bless, we always equate that to financial. I'm talking about blessing us, and we don't ask God. Has someone ever had something and you really kind of wanted it, and like, they probably would have shared it with you, but you're like, I'm not going to ask them. I just want them to offer it to you.
Yeah.
And they didn't. No, you have to ask. So I think sometimes we need to make sure that we're not, and it's not, I think humility and being humble is a good thing, right? That's a good thing. But don't let that prevent you from
opening up your mouth
and asking.
And it's tough. Sometimes the enemy, I think that, you know, as we wind this down today, I think the enemy, you know, that's his biggest weapon, you know, is to keep you in a state. This, the very situation that you could be in today could be the very reason that you're not asking. You know, you could seem, you know, I've been there where you seem overwhelmed, you seem, you know, fatigued, you seem stuck. And so that prevents you from even asking. It kind of paralyzes you from even asking. You don't know where to begin. You feel like, you know, that it's you're so underwater or you're so, you know, tied into a knot that you don't know where to begin to even ask. And I think that, you know, so I, you know, that's a challenge. You know, it's like that, it's like when that necklace, I mentioned this in multiple other analogies, but gets into a knot and it's so bad, you know, or so knotted, you just go, well, it might be easier just to throw this necklace away and buy a new one, you know? And so I think that prevents us from asking. And I guess I'm saying that because I want you to understand that that's a feeling. And that's a lie of the enemy. It is a feeling. It is real. It could be paralyzing, but it's fear-based, and it's not from the Lord. It's not truth. It's not truth. It might be a fact, but it's not truth. There's a difference in fact and truth. The fact is, this is where I am. The truth is that this is what God's word says. And then you have to separate fact and truth when it comes to you needing God, you asking big, and him stepping into the situation. Amen? I mean, you have to.
I think, you know, the few things that I get out of it, that do we ask, do we have the right motive, and are we looking from the right perspective? Are we asking and believing? Do we have the right motive? Is it for our self-centeredness, or is it because we recognize that God has more for us, not for ourselves, but so that we can share the wisdom, share our talents, share our giftings, share our resources, share our, you know, finances by being a giver? You know, is our motive correct? And perspective, are we filtering those things from the context of God's word and his truth?
So I'd say this: ask for the right reasons. You know, now I see the purpose here, right? I ask big so that Jesus can get a big return on his investment. You know, I ask big so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. That's what it's about.
You know, now I kind of remember one of the things is sometimes, you know, there's been seasons in my life that I could pray and believe with somebody for someone. And I believe God met them and answered those prayers, their big prayers. But in my heart, I was like, I believe that. And I honestly believed that for someone. And I believed with them and agreed with them. But there was something in me that would not agree. Like, he wants to do that for them. Mm-hmm. But I had, you know, didn't have enough faith and belief that he wanted that for me too.
Yeah. Amen.
So I think you have to recognize that all the promises of God are true. Every part of the word of God is true. And he wants that for each and every one of his children. Yeah. He doesn't carve out and say, all this part of it's true. And I want all these things for you, Diane, except for this.
Yeah.
He withholds no good thing.
Yeah.
And so we got to begin to believe that there's nothing in the Bible that doesn't align or isn't there and available for me.
Yeah, it applies to us. And then here's what I see Jesus doing. He's like, Dad, do you see what my brothers and sisters? Because, I mean, he's our Lord, he's our Savior, he's our God, he's our Redeemer, but he's also our brother and sister, because the Bible says that we're heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. And so he's our elder brother as well. So he said, see what our brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters on earth are asking for. That's because, Lord, Dad, that's because I went in obedience to your plan and did what you asked me to do. Now they're asking for anything, and we get to see it happen on earth. Let's give it to them with a little extra. And that's where the big comes in. So he deserves the glory. The bigger we ask, the greater his reward, the more the glory. So go ahead and ask big today. Amen. Give him the return his work on earth and his intercession today in heaven deserves. Amen. And watch for the return.
And even if he only answers a portion, if you ask big, even if you get a little less, it's still good.
It's always good.
It's always good. Dream
Amen.
Big.
Hey, make sure
ask big.
Make sure you subscribe to us on our YouTube channel, also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on Pray app at pray.com. And we just really appreciate you guys tuning in. And if you post on social media, make sure you tag us. We'd love to see what God is doing in your life. And if you have it, download it. We just passed 7,000 downloads to our Game Changer app. Glory be to God. There's a lot of resources on the app. You can keep up with us and always find out what's going on here at the Game Changer Ministry. And if you want to know where to find that, you can go to Apple, Android, and you just search Game Changer by IPD Agency and download the app. We love you guys, and we will see you next time on Game Changer Podcast.